Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev. On today's call, we're going to discuss what the Word teaches about success and things that you should know and act on. Number one, seek godly wisdom in every decision you make. There's a natural disposition, human disposition, for whatever reason, to ask everybody else what they think about a particular problem or opportunity before we kind of get around to asking God what he thinks. Judges 18:15, New Living Translation. 18:5 says, then they said, ask God whether or not our journey will be successful.
Good question.
It is. God's opinion should be the only one that counts. But yet we persist doing what we've always done. We need to ask ourselves, what's the track record of our friends when it comes to wise counsel? How often does God offer the perfect, absolutely perfect advice? Henry Ford, the industrialist, once said, I believe God is managing affairs and that he doesn't need any advice from us. With God in charge, I believe everything will work out for the best in the end. So what is there to worry about?
Think about that.
Great quote.
Number two, you and your family have a covenant for success. Think about this. 2 Samuel 23:5, New Living Translation says, Is it not my family God has chosen? Yes, he made an everlasting covenant with me. His agreement is arranged and guaranteed at every detail. He will ensure my safety and success. Wow. Our family members are blessed because they live in a house, and in our house, in other words, and for years, it's under our spiritual covering and direction.
That's so true.
So everybody who is in your household is blessed. Boy, we could do a little study on that.
We could.
And show you just how exciting and important that is. Psalm 102:2 says, his seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. The New Living Translation of Psalm 102:2 says, their children will be successful everywhere. An entire generation of godly people will be blessed.
Wow.
Are our children truly blessed because of where we live, what we drive, where we work, or how much we make? Absolutely not. Our children are blessed because we love and honor God. Psalm 102:1, Classic Amplified, says, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied is a man who fears, reveres, and worships the Lord, who delights greatly in his commands. Our children are blessed because we revere, worship, and delight in the Lord.
That's so true. Number three, success is the result of obedience. 1 Kings 2:3, New Living Translation. Observe the requirements of the Lord your God and follow all his ways. Keep the decrees, commands, regulations, and laws written in the law of Moses so that you'll be successful in all you do and where you go. If things are not going the way you want, maybe it's time for a mental and spiritual checkup, especially from the heart up. Several questions to consider. Are you following his ways? Are you obeying his instructions? Are you studying to show yourself approved? Are you applying your life to wisdom? Are you a doer of the word? If you're doing all the things listed above, you're on the road to being successful in all you do and where you go. I find that Message Bible translation of 1 Kings 2:3-5, Message Bible, to be really kind of a down-to-earth understanding of the scriptures. It says, when David's time to die approached, he charged his son Solomon, saying, I'm about to go the way of all the earth, but you, be strong. Show what you're made of. Do what God tells you. Walk in the path he shows you. Follow the life map, absolutely. Keep an eye out for the signpost. His course for life will be set out in the revelation of Moses. Then you'll get on well. And whatever you do, and wherever you go.
Number four, others will want to associate with you because of your success. 1 Chronicles 12, verse 18 in the New Living Translation says, "Then the Spirit came upon Amasi, the leader of the 30, and he said, 'We are yours, David. We are on your side, son of Jesse. Peace and prosperity be with you, and success to all who help you. For your God is the one who helps you.' So David let them join him, and he made them officers over his troops." Without question, our financial attitude will draw people to us, people who feel the way we do. So you are either blessed or cursed by your associations. Proverbs 13:20 in the Message Bible says, "Become wise by walking with the wise. Hang out with fools and watch your life fall to pieces."
Wow.
Like a magnet, our thoughts will draw to us the people and the circumstances that harmonize with our dominant thoughts. That's something to think about.
It is profound and true. Number five, success is given to you by the Lord. 1 Chronicles 22:11, New Living Translation. "Now, my son, may the Lord be with you and give you success as you follow his directions in building the temple of the Lord your God." When we put God first, trust in him, then our every effort will be successful. Now, you might be saying, "Brother Harold, Sister Beth, are you sure about this?" Well, that's what the Word says, and we believe the Word. Proverbs 3:6, Living Bible. "In everything you do, put God first, and he will direct you and crown your efforts with success." God will. Scripture doesn't say might, could, or should. It says God will. Hallelujah. Direct and crown your efforts with success.
That is a shouting verse.
It is.
Number six, your faithfulness to his direction guarantees success in adversity. 1 Chronicles 22, verse 13 in the New Living Translation says, "For you will be successful if you carefully obey the decrees and regulations that the Lord gave to Israel through Moses. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or lose heart." They believed God. They succeeded. We need to believe the Word of God, and it spells it out for us what Jesus has done for us, and we will be successful. And once again, success is a consequence of the decisions we make and the actions we take based on the Word of God. When we follow his instructions, we will get his approval. Let me say that again, but maybe a little differently. When you follow his instructions, you will get his approval. That's something we can personalize. When Will follows God's instructions, Will get his approval. When Phyllis follows God's instructions, Phyllis will get his approval. And again, when Denise follows God's instructions, Denise will get his approval. Put your name in that.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
Number seven, always remember it is God who gives you every success. 2 Chronicles 26:5, New Living Translation. Uzziah sought God during the days of Zechariah, who told him to fear God. And as long as the king sought guidance from God, he was given success. King James Version says, as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Our continual pursuit of our great God, Jehovah, guarantees lasting success in our lives. 2 Chronicles 31:21, New Living Translation. And all that he did in the service of the temple of God and in his efforts to follow God's laws and commands, Hezekiah sought God wholeheartedly. As a result, he was very successful. Pursue, succeed. It's just that simple.
And number eight, you must be energetic in every successful venture. Ezra 5 verse 8 in the New Living Translation says, "The king should know that we went to the construction site of the temple of the great God in the province of Judah. It is being rebuilt with specifically prepared stones, and timber is being laid in its wall. The work is going forward with great energy and success." You know, Harold and I have never ever met a man or a woman who was lazy and successful. If you have a dream, a goal, a vision living in your heart, then the fire in the bones, God puts fire in our bones.
Yes, he does.
If you want to experience a manifestation of what God has stirred in your heart, you need to feel that fire. We're going to be strong because, like the Energizer Bunny, my husband always likes to say, we'll just keep going and going and going into victory because we draw our strength from the Lord God.
Yes, we do.
Ephesians 6 verse 10, Classic Amplified Bible says, "In conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Be empowered through your union with him. Draw your strength from him, that strength which his boundless might provides." I love, actually, it's Habakkuk 3:19. It says, "The Lord is my strength." This is in the Classic Amplified. "The Lord is my strength, my personal bravery, and my invincible army. Wow. He makes my feet like hinds' feet to walk, not to stand still in terror, but to walk and make spiritual progress upon my high places of trouble, suffering, or responsibility."
Great scripture.
God is good. Yeah, I love that. Habakkuk 3:19, Classic Amplified Bible.
Hallelujah.
Very strong scripture.
It is that.
Pray it for us every day.
Amen. Thank you. And partners should thank you too, because I know you lift up all of them.
Oh, yeah. We do pray for all of you.
Hallelujah. About a week ago, maybe 10 days, we sent you a letter. Outside of the envelope, it says, "Have unlimited income in your house."
Mm.
This letter is amazing, revelatory, insightful. When you get it, make sure you read it. Ask God what he'd have you do. If for some reason you haven't received the letter,
we're going to send out an email.
Yeah.
And I had someone who's contacted me, my precious friend, and we're sending an email to reach people because she said, "I have not received this. I keep looking for it." And I said, "Don't worry. I will email it to you." We're going to send out an email maybe today, maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
And it will be, if you haven't seen it, you can be on the lookout for that.
Amen. Go to haroldherring.com if you're blessed with the teaching of the ministry. Click the button that says Soul Seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. Until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.